Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we keep hearing, don't we, of prices going up. Oh, my God. It's relentless. So we thought, why not talk to an expert in keeping spending down? So Emer Farrell runs the popular One Foot in the Save. It's an Insta page and she is on the line now. Emer, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not too bad. Thank you so much for doing this. So Emer, it says here you're debt-free since 2021. Is that right?
Yeah. Thankfully, I eventually got there.
You did. Fair play. So what got you interested in looking again at how you were spending your money?
So really, I suppose two things happened. I kind of gradually started to feel fed up of that kind of paycheck to paycheck cycle. I felt like I was wasting a lot. I was wasting money. I was wasting food. I was just, you know, I was surrounded by kind of, I suppose, stuff. And just, I felt like, you know, I was working really hard and I didn't really have a lot to show for it. But I kind of had been feeling like that. And my pension pack came, and it's something that I would typically just have ignored and filed away for another day. But I actually opened it up, had a look at some of the detail on it. And a couple of things shocked me. One was the my planned retirement date, which to me seems like just a really long time away that I didn't plan on having to work until. And then the other was the projected amount. And I looked at that amount and realized, hold on, that's not going to be enough for me to live off. So if I continue on the path I was on, I'm not going to have a very great future to look forward to.
Okay, so you're inspired by that. Okay.
Yeah.
Emer, one of the most easy to understand things you talk about is free alternatives, you know, to stuff we pay for, you know, without thinking about. What are they and how much can they save us?
Yeah, exactly. So things like, you know, use the library services instead of, you know, paying for maybe books online or ebooks or audiobooks. There's great service from the library. Other things like we have free TV player apps rather than, you know, paying for a TV subscription or a streaming service. Free versions of music apps and just, you know, make do with listening to the ads. Free workouts on YouTube just to forgo the gym membership. Some, you know, online learning that's free. So there's just so much information and free things at our fingertips at the moment that we really should look at what we're spending our money on and see, well, can I find a free alternative for that?
That's really interesting. That is. Do you have any tips for socialising while saving? Because this is always a big one, isn't it? People find this very tricky.
Of course, like, and I think that's one of the things that I really do harp on about a lot is that you can't restrict yourself. And you want to plan for the future, you want to save money at the moment. Things are so tight for all of us, but we can't restrict ourselves. Otherwise, it'll be kind of like, you know, a crash diet that we give up after a while. So I suppose the first thing about socializing is plan first. So, you know, you might know that you've got a few birthdays throughout the year. Plan to put a little away each month and know that those things are coming up and the money is adding up and there when you need it. And then another thing, you know, similar to the free alternatives, is look for ways to socialise and meet up with people. It don't involve spending a lot of money. So, you know, not necessarily, you know, only going for, you know, a walk or something like that, but you know, maybe bring a nice picnic on a walk or just grab a quick sandwich and meet up with a friend. Another good thing actually that we've done with a group of friends is we've done come dine with me nights. And they're, you know, it's inexpensive. It's the price of the ingredients of a meal, but it's great fun and it's just, you still get that socialising aspect.
Speaking of which, yeah, the come dine with me is a great one. I did it twice. I did it with with my team, with my staff when I had a photographic studio, and that was grand. But then when I did it with my friends, it was disaster because we all fell out. So there is a risk involved with the come dine. But
okay,
it is
well,
great when it is.
A warning.
It comes with a warning, but it is because my friends are very competitive. But it is Great fun. That's a really good one to do, and cooking at home. And the one that gets me is the babysitting cost. You know what I mean? If you are going to go out, if you are a parent, especially, not only are you going out, you're worried about taxis and drinks and food, then you have, you know, 80 to 100 quid on top of that on babysitting costs as well. So if you're doing it in your house or someone else's house, you can cut that cost as well. Are you a fan of online grocery shopping, I need to ask?
So personally, I don't, but only because I'm lucky enough to have the time to head to the shops. But I do, you know, one of the things we did get into online grocery shopping, it was very handy for a lot of us during, you know, a lot of the lockdowns. And it's really handy for people that simply just don't have the time. And as long as you're, you know, strict with the, you know, you do your meal planning, write your shopping list and only put those items on, does help not to get tempted, you know, by all the offers that are in the shops. But one of the things I suppose at the moment is, like, you know, we all saw so many of our local smaller shops really suffered a lot over the past few years. And on where, you know, where your finances allow, it's really good to try to support these businesses as well, on top of the supermarket or the online grocery shopping. So it could be something like, maybe you decide, okay, well, you know, X amount this month is going to be put away for my local butcher, and that'll be, you know, I'll be contributing. Just, I suppose I'm all about balance, and maybe just if the online grocery shopping works for you, just maybe look and see, well, could I pop into my local butcher or my local fruit and veg shop and pick up a few things there as well, and just getting that balance.
Are you the type of person that sits down and does like a budget plan for the month? Or do you look at your finances quite regularly? No, I mean that because I think that's so important to do, but it's such a tedious, a boring thing to do. But it can save us so much, can't it?
Exactly. And I do it. And to be honest, I'm probably sound like a nerd now, but I don't find it boring because I do it once a month and then I don't have to think about money again for the rest of the month. So it's really great. You just, you track, you know, what you've got coming in, you know, the stuff that has to go out, and then just allocate that money for the month and you won't have to think about it. Now, at the moment, prices are going up. It's hard. We need to be adding on a bit extra for groceries, adding on a lot extra for fuel. So doing the budget allows you to see, okay, well, last month I put aside that much. I felt I went over in, let's say, grocery spending, so I'm going to need to add a bit extra to it for the next month. So as boring and tedious as it sounds, once you get into a regular habit of it, it not only, you know, saves some money and really pays off, but it doesn't become a chore anymore. It just becomes, you know, something that you do that helps you.
I mean, inflation, it just seems to be coming at us like a train. What do you advise people worried about fuel and the cost of living as it increases? What would you say?
Yeah, I know. And I suppose there's no getting away from it. Everything seems to be just increasing at the moment. It's really tough for everyone. And I suppose it is forcing us to really respect the value of every single euro and get the best price possible for everything that we buy. So in keeping with that mindset, if we look at the waste in our household, so is there food going in the bin? Do we have clothes that aren't getting worn? Do we have toys or gadgets that aren't getting used? You know, so, you know, look at, is there waste in the house? Yes, prices are definitely going up, and it's something we all need to look at. But some things that we are in control of ourselves is within our household, are we actually wasting money? And it's a good time to reflect on that one. And then, of course, you know, there are good services out there. There's the likes of MABS who will offer budgeting advice for, you know, people that might be feeling like they don't know their way out of debt. And there'll be other organisations that will help for people at the moment that are finding it extra tough.
Well, listen, you have some great tips online as well. So where can people find you on Instagram, Emer?
Yeah, so I'm 1 foot in the safe on Instagram, and I'm there most days giving out advice, whether it's wanted or not.
And that's a free service. You're on Instagram. Exactly. It's a free platform. Save. Good on you. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Eimear, thank you so much for coming on the show. That is Eimear Farrell. And you can check her out on Instagram. 1 foot in the save. And that is free, as she said, if you need some saving tips.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.